Protection. In Daf HaYomi, we are currently learning the laws of guards, Shomrim. Unpaid guards are only responsible for negligence. Paid guards are responsible for loss and theft as well. And borrowers who can use the item being guarded are even responsible for accidents and some acts of God that cannot be anticipated. These are the Torah laws regarding guards and items they are given to be protected, including livestock and inanimate possessions. Guarding people is a different story. Over the years, the word protection has become a mafia term, meaning that if you pay off the bad guys, they will not harm your business, your family, or yourself. You need to be protected. Protection is legitimately offered and supplied by governments, including police and armed forces. Private security firms also offer protection for people and property, and these are legitimate as well. But do any of these services offer 100% security? Of course not. There's no man-made foolproof protection. We in Israel assumed we were secure last Simchas Torah Eve, only to discover the next day that we were not. Beyond the initial shock, many throughout the country stayed indoors or close to home because our confidence in our security forces had been shattered, and we were afraid that a venture down the street may be dangerous. During the past 6 months of war, Jews throughout the world had been threatened and many feared to display their religion in public. Places that we once thought were safe, such as university campuses and traditionally Jewish neighborhoods all around the globe, are now suspect. Our sense of confidence in our status in our hometowns, synagogues, shopping areas, and workplaces has been seriously depleted. Rav Biederman quotes the Talmud in Brachos, Yud Amid Beis, that interprets the phrase Ein Sur Kelokeinu in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, as Ein Sayor Kelokeinu, meaning that no human artist can draw like our God, who can make a form within a form, a child within a womb, and instill it with a spirit of life, limbs, and with all the intricate systems which perform all bodily functions. When a new Beis Medrash was built in Yerushalayim, the designer hired a professional painter to draw a picture of birds on its walls. The paintings were so true to life that onlookers thought they were real birds on the walls. They then asked the painter to draw a picture of a bookshelf there. The bookshelf painting was so realistic that later on, while the painter was drinking a cup of coffee, he himself was fooled by the painting and tried to place his cup and saucer on the bookshelf. The painting of the birds was very professional. The painting of the bookcase was even more professional, as the painter himself thought it to be real. But the Lord's painting is even more outstanding because the drawing itself, the human beings that he paints, thinks it is real. Man thinks that he is real and controls and causes things to happen and protects with his actions and presence. But the truth is that all is controlled by heaven. We indeed must make every effort to live, earn a living, and protect ourselves, but without heaven we can do nothing. God is our ultimate protector, even though we must make our efforts. Our confidence in our human protectors has deservedly been destroyed, but our confidence in God and that all is ultimately for the good can never be impaired. Shabbat Shalom.